By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته ما شاء الله عز وجل Welcome back to our beautiful program, Rise and Shine. If it's the first time you're watching our Rise and Shine program, then I welcome you to this program. May Allah Ta'ala give me the ability, inshallah, azawajal, to teach you or to read, inshallah, azawajal, something that we can all learn together. And obviously, you know, when you do the research, alhamdulillah, it gives me the opportunity to learn something about my beautiful deen. And today, we're going to be talking about a very beautiful personality. You know, we try to put in topics that we can learn from. And also, it's important that we learn about the pious people, our pious predecessors, our scholars, who have done so much for this deen. They have sacrificed their lives. They have sacrificed their youth, their ages, and they sacrificed their families to give us this beautiful deen that we have today. And it's always fair that we mention them and we talk about them and see what we can learn from them and see where we can improve ourselves as Muslims. And I'm not going to tell you who that personality is just yet, because I want you to, inshallah azawajal, start the day like I will, inshallah azawajal. You've already offered your Fajr Salah, mashallah, you may have read the Quran as well. But now is the opportunity to listen to the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. So let's go and listen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
وبرزوا للہ جميعا فقال الضعفاء للذین استكبروا انا کننا لکم تبعا فهل انتم
اور سب اللہ کے حضور علانیہ حاضر ہوں گے تو جو کمزور تھے وہ بڑائی والوں سے کہیں گے ہم تمہارے تابع تھے کیا تم سے ہو سکتا ہے کہ اللہ کے عذاب میں سے کچھ ہم پر سے ٹال دو.
قالوا لو هدانا اللہ لہدیناکم سواء علینا اجزعنا صبرنا ما لنا من محیص.
کہیں گے اللہ ہمیں ہدایت کرتا تو ہم تمہیں کرتے, ہم پر ایک سا ہے چاہے بے قراری کریں یا صبر سے رہیں, ہمیں کہیں پناہ نہیں.
وقال الشیطان لما قضی الامر ان اللہ وعدکم وعد الحق ووعدتکم فاخلفتکم وما كان لي عليكم من سلطان إلا أن دعوتكم فاستجبتم لي.
اور شیطان کہے گا جب فیصلہ ہو چکے گا بے شک اللہ نے تم کو سچا وعدہ دیا تھا اور میں نے جو تم کو وعدہ دیا تھا وہ میں نے تم سے جھوٹا کیا اور میرا تم پر کچھ قابو نہ تھا مگر یہی کہ میں نے تم کو بلایا تم نے میری مان لی.
فلا تلومونی ولومو انفسکم ما بمصرخكم وما أنتم بمصرخي إني كفرت بما أشركتمون من قبل إن الظالمين لهم عذاب أليم.
تو اب مجھ پر الزام نہ رکھو، خود اپنے اوپر الزام رکھو، نہ میں تمہاری فریاد کو پہنچ سکوں نہ تم میری فریاد کو پہنچ سکو، وہ جو پہلے تم نے مجھے شریک ٹھہرایا تھا میں اس سے سخت بیزار ہوں، بے شک ظالموں کے لیے دردناک عذاب ہے.
وَأُدْخِلَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ تَحِيَّتُهُمْ فِيهَا سَلَامٌ.
اور وہ جو ایمان لائے اور اچھے کام کیے وہ باہوں میں داخل کیے جائیں گے جن کے نیچے نہرے رواں، ہمیشہ ان میں رہیں اپنے رب کے حکم سے، اس میں ان کے ملتے وقت کا اکرام سلام ہے.
أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا.
کہ تم نے نہ دیکھا اللہ نے کیسی مثال بیان فرمائی پاکیزہ بات کی، جیسے پاکیزہ درخت جس کی جڑ قائم اور شاخیں آسمان میں، ہر وقت اپنا پھل دیتا ہے اپنے رب کے حکم سے.
وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ.
اور اللہ لوگوں کے لیے مثالیں بیان فرماتا ہے کہ کہیں وہ سمجھیں.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, we're listening to Surah Ibrahim, and MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, the verses of Surah Ibrahim, SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal, excellent, beautiful. And you know, the whole Quran, whenever you listen to the Quran, you always feel satisfaction in the hearts, you always feel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, that buzz inside the heart that you want to listen to more. That is the beauty of the Quran. Alhamdulillah, we as Muslims should be always ready to read the Quran, should always be having a positive mind regarding the Quran and reading it. You know, this is, Alhamdulillah, loving the Quran, every Muslim loves the Quran. Every Muslim will respect the Quran. But the respecting the Quran doesn't mean that we wrap it up and we put it into the filing cabinet or we put it away in a bookshelf. It means that we open the Quran and we read it. That's what true respect of the Quran is. It wasn't given to us so that we can put it away in a cabinet. It was given to us so that we can open it up. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, as Muslims, we should always read the Quran every single day. Even, you know, if there's a time, inshallah, I make this promise as well. Everything's so easy. You get the whole Quran on your mobile phone. You know, the whole Quran, you can get it on your mobile phone. So even if you get a few minutes, just open your mobile phone, download the Quran, and just read a few verses every single day. And I guarantee you, remember, see what the blessings you will receive. So inshallah, Azza wa Jal, hopefully, we're going to move forward now. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we're going to try to, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, make this intention to read the Quran every day. And if you can read the Quran, why not teach others? You know, like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best one amongst you is the one who learns the Quran and teaches others. Alhamdulillah, many Madrasatul Madina, Balighan, adult classes are taking place every single day in the whole world. Many, many Islamic brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, are learning the Quran online, learning the Quran. Brothers, they go to the masjid, they have a madrasa, Balighan, Islamic sisters, they go to their ijtima or the fair of Azane Medina where they learn, they have their classes, even online as well. So there's so many opportunities to learn the Quran and teach others as well. So I'm calling out to those Islamic brothers and sisters who know how to read the Quran with the tajweed properly. You've passed, Alhamdulillah, with the brothers of Dawat Islam, the Islamic sisters, with the sisters. Now what you need to do is move that step forward. Yeah, spread the light of the Quran around the world. Spread this light. You know, there's so many people that you might know that don't know how to read the Quran with tajweed. Inshallah, Azawajal, it could be an opportunity to teach them as well. Allah Ta'ala reward you for this good intention that you have made. When you do something good and you make other people do that good thing, you get the equal reward. Yeah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's go to the kalam.
Aqa, 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 aqa. Izni jis ko mila, wo Madine gaya. Mera kuch na bana, main yahi reh gaya. Wo bulate rahe, sabhi jaate rahe. Ek mere siwa, main yahi reh gaya.
Thank
کے جیوں آپ کا ہو کر مروں، آپ کے در سے پلا آپ کے در پر ہی مٹوں، جان تم سے ملی تم پر ہی نچھاور کر دوں، اپنی آنکھوں کو ملوں آپ کی چوکھٹ سے نبی ہے تمنا یہ خدا سے کے رسول عربی، نگی سالک کو حضور بدنی روح حاضر ہے مگر مثل اویسے کرنی، جس میں ہندی ہے میرا جان ہے میری خدا، دور کسی طرح ہو برد بدنی،
اپنی آنکھوں کو آپ کی چوکھٹ سے نبی ہے تمنا یہ خدا سے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. Today, the topic I've got that we're going to be discussing about a very beautiful personality. But before I mention that, let's listen to this blessing of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, recite durood upon me as it will be cleanliness for you. Kasrat se durood un par padho rab ne jo chaha. سینے میں اتر آئیں گے انوار مدینہ. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. حضرت سیدنا ابو الحسن علی بن عبداللہ شاذلی رحمت اللہ علیہ says that once he was in Masjid Aqsa and he fell asleep, and in his dream he saw that there were people crowded and people were watching over something, and he says that these were people who gathered to watch the prophets of Allah alayhim salatu wa salam, and amongst them was our beloved prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And he says that Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam says that, O prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you have said scholars of my ummah are like the prophets of Bani Israel. Can I meet with one of them scholars? And he says that the prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then ordered Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi to move forward. And Imam Ghazali moved forward, gave salam. And Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, he says to Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi gave him 10 answers. So he asked him one thing, 10 answers. And Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, he says that I asked you one question, one answer would have been enough. You answered me 10. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that, Ya Sayyidi, when Allah ta'ala asked you that, O Musa, what is in your hand? وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. O Musa, what is in your right hand? And you could have just said that, Ya Allah, it's a stick. But you gave so many answers, so many, you know, uses of that stick. It was because he had the opportunity to talk to Allah Ta'ala, to talk directly with Allah Azza wa Jal. So he had this beautiful conversation with Allah, and he was fortunate to have that. And I was fortunate enough to be talking to the great Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So therefore, I wanted this conversation to be longer. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. We are talking about this great Wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, this great Imam of his time, a great scholar. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is the personality that we are going to be talking about. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, a true ashik of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a true scholar who dedicated his life and his efforts in learning about the beautiful deen. And inshallah azawajal, we're going to say and we're going to talk about Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, his efforts, and how Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was even known as the mujaddid of that century that he lived in. And so was such a high status that Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had. Alhamdulillah, I've had the opportunity to visit the mazar of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi a few times in Baghdad Sharif. May Allah ta'ala shower millions and billions of blessings on Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. His taqwa, his fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, his contemplation, his books that he has written, Ihya'ul Ulum, Kimya'i Sa'adat, Mukashifatul Qulub, many, many other books that Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has written. Now the kuniyat of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is Abu Hamid, and his laqab, his title was Hujjatul Islam, you know, the proof of Islam, and his blessed name is Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Ahmad Tusi Ghazali Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So that tells you that Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the last name I mentioned, Shafi'i, so he is from the Shafi'i fiqh. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi was a Shafi'i. He was born in Khurasan in 450 Hijri in Zila Tus near Tabiran. Khurasan is one of the cities in Iran. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he passed away on the 14th of Jamadi al-Akhir, 505 Hijri, on the place of Tabran, Tus. Hujjatul Islam, Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, his father's name was Muhammad bin Muhammad, and he used to do a business of wool. His family is known as Ghazali. Sayyiduna Tajuddin Abdul Wahhab Subki rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's father was a very, very pious person and a very knowledgeable person as well. And he says that he used to make string out of his own hands with wool. And Allah ta'ala gave him a lot of barakat in that as well. And he used to spend a lot of his time sitting amongst the scholars, the fuqaha, and learn about the beautiful deen of Islam. And he says that Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala, his father, he used to spend a lot of the time, and he used to be in a state of khawf-e khuda, where he used to cry a lot in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he used to also make dua. When Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala was born, he used to make a dua that, Ya Allah, make my son become a scholar of deen. And subhanallah, subhanallah, you know, his dua was no doubt accepted, that his son, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala, became one of the greatest scholars of this beautiful deen. And there are so many, mashallah, azawajal, scholars. Amongst them, scholars that shine is the name of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he also had a brother as well. And he says that his brother was, mashallah, a Sufi buzurg as well. And he says that Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's father, when he passed away, he made a wasiyat, he made a will. And he says that whatever I have, it is all my children. My children are everything for me. And he says, whatever you need to do, you know, to spend on my children, make them great scholars. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, according to his will, the wealth that he left behind for his children was all spent in the knowledge of the deen. And this is what the beauty of Islam is, my dear Islami brothers. When we have wealth, rather than spoiling our children by giving them wealth, by giving them mobile phones, by giving them tablets, by giving them video games and all that kind of stuff, you know, all these things are going to be taking them away from the deen. They don't take them towards the deen, they'll take them away from the deen. And our pious predecessors, okay, we can say that they didn't have them at that time. Maybe things are harder for us here, but at least we can try our best. Try your children to send them to the madrasa. Wherever there is a course, try to send them there. Try to bring them with you as well. Knowledge of the deen, inshallah, azza wa jal, will bring them, will open their mind, so that they can be knowledgeable in the dunya as well. Remember, if you know, no one's going to be left out of the dunya. Whatever you want from the dunya and whatever is written in your destiny, you will achieve that, you will have that. But deen is very important. Nowadays, we're making one of the biggest mistakes by educating our children in the dunya, but we leave in the deen. Alanke dunya and deen, they can't go together. Yeah, if you educate your son in the deen, inshallah azza wa jal, his dunya will become better as well, because his mind will be more open. And I have seen, alhamdulillah, you know, before, you know, we used to talk about someone becoming a scholar, someone becoming a doctor. We thought, oh, that's never going to happen. Chalo, let's choose one of them. And so, you know, obviously the shaitan would make us choose the dunya, doctor. But now what they're going to, you know, earn when they become scholars? But now, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, things have become so easy to learn and educate ourselves. You can educate yourself at home now. MashaAllah, online, Madrasatul Madina, online, Jami'atul Madina, so many, more than 35 courses are done online as well, in many languages as well. So I do request you, whenever we get the opportunity, try to do these courses online. Go on to the Faizan Online Academy, and in your website, and inshallah azza wa jal, that you'll find a list of courses that are being done. You can have the courses of Siratul Jinan course, Taharat course, so many courses. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in the UK as well, we did a course about funeral rites, where we divided that course into four. So we learnt about kafan, dafan, we learnt about salah, we learnt about burial and how to prepare a kafan. We learnt about inheritance. So these kind of things that we can learn, and we need to take this opportunity to learn these courses. And the more, inshallah, azza wa jal, we learn, the more better it is for ourselves. And great, these great people, you know, like Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi's parents, his father, you know, he was a very big businessman. They had a lot of money, alhamdulillah. But he spent the wealth that he had for the Islamic education of their children. Or else he was a businessman. He could have thought to himself that, look, I've made a lot of money. My children can make a lot of money. They could be having an easy life. They wasn't too much bothered about having an easy life. They were bothered about having a good life in Islam. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, his father had that shauk, had that willingness. We need to have that as well. We need to have that desire that our children should be educated in the deen. Alhamdulillah, a lot of parents do have that, mashallah. You know, they want their children, they send them to the madrasa, they send them to Jami'atul Madina, they do online courses, they travel on the Madani Kafila with their children. And subhanallah, that just proves to you that there is a lot of passion and a lot of jazba out there. But for those parents who don't have that passion, who might be watching, maybe you're watching it the first time because you might be thinking, Madani channel, it's an Islamic channel, it's not going to be fun. You know, we rather look at, ma'azallah, movies. If you're watching this channel first time, or you're watching this program first time, let me take this opportunity and inshallah, azza wa jal, invite you to enroll your children onto the Madrasatul Madina Balighan classes. Or there is Madrasatul Madina online. Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami, and they are proper English-speaking teachers that will be teaching your children. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala ali is the beautiful personality that we are talking about. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, he started his education. He says that his knowledge is la zawal dawlata. You can't challenge anything with their knowledge. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, regarding knowledge, there's a very famous hadith pak. He says, "Ughdu aliman, aw muta'alliman, aw mustami'an, aw muhibban, wa la takun al khamisa fatahlik." Yani, wake up in the morning in the state that you are an alim deen. If you are not an alim deen, then you are a seeker of deen. If you are not one of them, then be someone who listens to the scholars of deen. And he says that if not, then at least be someone who has a love for the scholars of deen. And do not be the fifth one, because that will be a destruction for you. So four things our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in this beautiful hadith. Number one is be a scholar. Yeah, be an alim. If you're not an alim, be a student of Islam. If you are not a student of Islam, then be someone who listens to the scholars. And if you are not that one, then at least have the love for the scholars, but don't be the fifth one. Yeah. So that just tells you how, you know, beloved these scholars of Islam are, how much love our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam gave to the scholars of deen, and the status that they have in Islam is amazing. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, all his life, he's always either been learning or he's always been teaching. And he traveled in many, many places to seek knowledge. Today, we may travel from one university to the other, one college to the other. And we do a lot of traveling, yeah? But is it for the deen? It might not be for the deen. Maybe some of you will be watching that, yeah, I do travel for the deen, which is good, alhamdulillah. But Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala li, he traveled from one city to the other city until he learned his knowledge. And he says that Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala li, he was 20 years old when he traveled to a beautiful city in Iran called Jurjan. And in 473 Hijri, Nishapur, Imam al-Haramain, Imam Abdul Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala li, he went to learn and study with him as well. And it says that Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala li, he studied mantiq, philosophy, usuluddin, and hikmat, wisdom. And alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, he became a master in all of these sciences. And in 478 Hijri, Imam al-Haramain, when he passed away, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi sat on his place and he continued the work that he left over. And in 484 Hijri, Wazir-e-Nizamul Malik, Madrasa Nizamiya Baghdad, he was looking for a vice chancellor, and he says that Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi accepted that offer and he traveled to Baghdad Sharif. He taught the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He taught the Quran. He taught the deen for 4 years in Baghdad Sharif. And then he made the intention that he will go for Hajj. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi then went on Hajj. Imam Ibn Jawzi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi used to say that big scholars used to sit in Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala's lectures when they used to be listening to him. And Sayyiduna Imam al-Khattab Mahfuz Hanbali, Alim al-Iraq, Sayyiduna Ali bin Akil Baghdadi Hanbali, yeah, all of these great scholars, well, they used to sit in the studies, in the lectures of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala, and they used to learn from him. After he performed Hajj in 489, he traveled to Damascus in Syria. When Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he also spent some time in Baitul Muqaddas, in the beautiful city where Masjid Aqsa is. And from Damascus, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he sat in Muraqabah. Yani he sat in Muraqabah in position of Ibadat. And he says that subhanAllah, Sayyiduna Shaykhul Islam Nasr bin Ibrahim Muqaddasi rahmatullahi alayhi, he spent time in his Khanqah Park as well. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi wrote the beautiful books of Ihya'ul Ulum, 4 volumes, Jawahirul Quran, Tafsir Yaqutu Ta'wil, 40 volumes, and Mishkatul Anwar were all written by Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi as he was on his travels, on his journeys. And then Pir Hajaz, Baghdad, or Nishapur waghaira ka safar kiya. So he traveled to all these places as well. And then finally, he came back to his place of birth, city of Tus, and he spent the rest of his life in Ibadat and in Riyazat, where he used to spend time in worship as well. You know, when you look at these lives of these great people, did they not have a family? Yes, they had families as well. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had a family as well. But you know, this is the hard, you know, time that they had in their lives. You know, at that time, traveling from one place to another place was very, very difficult. You know, ask those people who've been on Hajj, when you got to walk that distance, and many, many places where people had to walk. Now we sit in a car, even if we have to go to London in about 3.5 hours. Yeah, at that time, people used to travel from one city to another city, and it'll take them the half day or the full day. But subhanallah, these people, the awliya-i kiram, they travel so much. And mashallah, because of their travels, they learned the deen. Wherever they went, alhamdulillah, people entered into Islam. People would do bait on their hands. People did tawbah. They taught people. Wherever they went, they had classes. They would make people sit down. They would learn. Now just imagine, this person traveled that whole area and benefited all that area. Wherever he went, the only thing that he did was taught the deen of Islam. Today, we need to have that jazba. We need to have that willingness to learn about our deen. Don't just say that I've done this course, therefore I've had enough. Bas bua janab itna kuch kafi hai. Inna loka safar kita, inna loka zindagiyan guzariyan. And today we've got so much easy. Bar garden hai sari gaddi khalti hui hai. We've got car parked in the garden, parked outside on the road. All we need to do is jump in the car with that within 15 to 20 minutes, and we can learn about the deen. And that how lazy we are. You know, we even don't go to them ijtimas. We don't learn about the deen. All we're doing at home is sadly, and this is for them kind of people who are doing this. They'll be at home with a remote in their hand and watching, you know, social media. Fuzool times, they are wastage of our time. Yeah, do something, you know, do something that will benefit you in this world and in the hereafter. Do something. When you die, your name will never die. So many people who have left this world. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was nearly 900 years ago. So 900 years ago, 450 Hijri, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he traveled them areas. He learned his deen. His name is still alive. People know him. People respect him. People love him. Yeah, is our name going to be alive? Ke asan zinda resa? Are people going to know, Janab, Fulan in Banda Ayasi did something for the deen? Remember, anything who did for the dunya, people don't remember them. But those who did for the deen, the whole world knows them. Inshallah, as we've got a daily reminder, let's take this daily reminder and we'll come back and we'll learn more about the life of Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sayyidina Faqih Abu Al-Layth Samarqandi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, there are 10 virtues of treating relatives with kindness. Number 1, it brings about the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Number 2, it pleases people. Number 3, it delights angels. Number 4, it earns you the praise from Muslims. Number 5, it upsets shaitan. Number 6, it increases age. Number 7, it brings blessings and sustenance. Number 8, it pleases the deceased forefathers. Number 9, it fosters harmony. And number 10, it increases reward after demise because people make dua for such a person. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, Azawajal, a beautiful reminder. If you have just joined us, then you are watching our program, Rise and Shine. Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the book that he wrote, Ihya'ul Ulum, it was a masterpiece. In every era, every time, scholars have gained blessings and benefit from this book of Imam Ghazali, Ihya'ul Ulum. It's a book that talks about the inner batini stuff, the inner feelings of a person. You know, and this is, you know, there's no example like Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala's book, Ihya'ul Ulum. Many people have written about tazkiyah nafs, about the heart, about the state of the ego. You know, all these books, there's loads of books, hundreds maybe in the market, but none of them books are like Imam Ghazali's Ihya'ul Ulum. But rather, most of them have been taking knowledge from Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And it says that this book is a book that we all need to learn. Now, it's available in English, it's available in Urdu, it's available in many, many other different languages as well. Now, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, as Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala, has written this book is not just a book. This book will make a person a complete Muslim, a complete person. And inshallah azawajal, the Sufiya kiram, the ulama kiram, the people, you know, great, great scholars have benefited from the book of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. And many have commented on that. Many have written many, many theses and many, many footnotes on Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala ali's book. Amir al-Sunnat, the leader and founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliya, he says that no doubt Ala Hazrat Imam Ahle Sunnat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has taught me about Aqaid and A'mal. And he says that Imam Ghazali Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has taught me about the batini knowledge of Islam. And Imam Ghazali Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, the book that he wrote is Amir al-Sunnat, he says, उन्होंने मुझ पर बड़ा एहसान किया है. He has done a great favor upon me by writing this book. And Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi's other book, Minhajul Abidin. Alhamdulillah, many loads of Sunni scholars gain blessings from the books of Imam Ghazali rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. And they've also added them in the Dars-e-Nizami syllabus as well. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in Dawat-e-Islami, Alhamdulillah, in Jamiatul Medina, you know, we hear and we see that our scholars are also, mashallah Azza wa Jal, learning and studying the books of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And what is Jamiatul Medina? You might be thinking, what is Jamiatul Medina? Jamiatul Medina, alhamdulillah, is the department in Dawat-e-Islami where our youngsters, our youth, are becoming the next scholars of deen. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, they are becoming scholars of deen and they are becoming, mashallah, our next imams, our next muballigheen. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, by that, these people will, inshallah, azza wa jal, gonna spread the message of Islam throughout the whole world as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. Now, Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah has a lot of love for Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. And that is why Amir al-Sunnat, he normally says that I want everyone, all the students of Jamiatul Madinah, Muballigheen, even we have the Nek A'mal. And these Nek A'mal are what we, alhamdulillah, as we'll try to act upon. 72 questions for the brothers, 63 for the sisters, and even 92 questions for the students of Jamiatul Madinah, Alim classes, and 40 questions for the Madrasatul Madinah students as well. And mashallah, azza wa jal, and one of them books that is, you can call it, is a syllabus of life for us. And in that, inshallah, azza wa jal, we have one of the books of Imam Ghazali, Minhajul Abideen. And Amir al-Sunnat, he says that, I wish that brothers can and sisters can read Minhajul Abideen. Because Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala, his books, whenever you read them, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, you find a lot of knowledge about the inner self, you know, the outer self, your outer appearance. Yeah, for example, your body, your clothing, that is your outer appearance. What about the inner appearance? How does that be? Your inner appearance should be also clean, more cleaner than your outer appearance. Your outer appearance includes your clothes. So if your clothes are dirty, then people, you know, they'll say, you know, he's a dirty person. Look at his clothes. They're torn. They're dirty. They're not even clean. They're not even ironed properly. You know, so people can see that, but no one can see what's inside us. So therefore, to be good, strict, pious, and acting, practicing Muslims, we need to make our inner self a better place as well. And Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he had no passion at all for the dunya. Sayyidina Abu Mansur Sa'id bin Muhammad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, the first night when Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when he entered Baghdad Sharif with such a high splendor entry that he made into Baghdad Sharif. And he says that the clothing that Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was wearing, we valued it to approximately 500 dinar. And he says, when Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, you know, when he started to study and his zuhud and his taqwa, his piety, it came that Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, he left Baghdad Sharif and he traveled many, many places. And the next time that Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi entered Baghdad Sharif, it says that he was wearing clothes and we valued them to be just 15 qirat, yani a few simple coins. So where Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala lived a lavish life for just a few years. But when he started to study the deen, he left all this lavish life. Subhanallah, something that me and you can learn from the life of Imam Ghazali. We've got a very beautiful hadith about that we have normally daily. Let's go and watch this daily hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the mercy of the Rasul of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was astounding. The Messenger of Allah was once resting on a journey. Ghawrath bin Harith then came and took the sword of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and removed it from its sheath, intending to martyr him. Now when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam awoke from his sleep, Ghawrath said, "O Muhammad, who can save you from me now?" Now listen to the reply of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, subhanallah. He replied by simply saying, "Allah." Ghawrath was overawed when he heard this, causing him to let go of the sword that he was holding. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam then picked it up in his sacred hand and asked, "Who is there to save you from my hand now?" Ghawrath began to plead, saying, "Only you can save my life." The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, subhanallah, again the mercy comes into happening. "Let him go and forgave him." After this incident, Ghawrath returned to his nation and said, "O people, I have returned after meeting with such a person who is the best of all humans on earth." Dear viewers of Madani Channel, these incidents highlight how our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would treat everyone, every single person from child to adults, with love and compassion, as well as not become angry with anyone due to personal reasons. No matter how personal anything got, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was always kind. But when the boundaries of Sharia were breached in front of him and the divine laws were disregarded, signs of anger would become visible upon his noble forehead. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, anything personal to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not matter to him. But when the boundaries of Sharia were disregarded, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would get really, really angry. We must take care and all do good deeds and please the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins for his sake. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azawajal, a very beautiful hadith-e-paak. And again, you know, it reflects to what I was talking before about, you know, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. As we were mentioning, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when he went to Baghdad Sharif, you know, in the early days, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi wore very lavish clothing. But only a few years after that, when he started to study tasawwuf, when he started to study about the deen, his life changed. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, his life became so simple. And the person, like we said, when he entered Baghdad Sharif the first time, his clothes was valued about 500 dinars, gold coins. And then the second time when he came, they were valued at just a few pennies that we can say. So there's a very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the dunya. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "The love of this dunya is the root of every sin." Dunya ki mahabbat tamam gunahun ki jad hai. Yeah. So all these kind of things, why are people killing innocent people? Why are people not offering their salah? Why are people not giving time? Why their family feuds are home? Why is there no blessings in our family? Why is there a brother killing his own brother? Why is there a sister that doesn't talk to a brother? Vice versa. Why is it that the parents are concentrating more on the dunya for their children than the deen? Is the love of the dunya. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said again, let me mention this hadith pak, the root of every sin is the love of this world. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala has mentioned this in Ihya ul-Ulum, the state of the heart, the affairs of the heart, how a person, you know, he will follow the desires of his heart and how a person will move away from the deen. Banda soche na yara, you know, we're moving away from the deen when we don't offer our five times salah. If you are working all day and you come back home late at night, that's why you can't go to the masjid. How many people, you know, who are watching now, how many of us have even been to the masjid? Our children, you know, there's more children, I'm telling you, there's more children that do not attend madrasa than do attend madrasa. Aap apne ilaqe mein dekhein, there are children who don't read the Quran. Their parents are more concentrative on the worldly knowledge. Yeah, the 1.5 hour is normally what the madrasa time is. But in that 1.5 hour, we still want to take a day off because we got football practice. We still want to take a day off because we've got cricket practice. We still want to take a day off because we've got to go to our relative's house. We've got to go to grandma's house. But I'm just giving you an example. No one sacrifices the school. You know, that's how much love we have for the dunya, the worldly knowledge, that we don't sacrifice. Oh, bacha, we'll make him sure that he goes on time. We'll drag him out of bed and we'll drop him off at school. Don't miss your school. But when it comes to madrasa time, kone butar, aaj chuti kari gain, don't worry about it. We'll do your football practice at 5 o'clock. Madrasa, it's all right, I'll talk to Qari Sahab. You know, you only do 3 days. I know where parents are only sending their children for 1 day. 6 days they have for the dunya, 1 day for the deen. Only this. 6 days they got for the dunya and just 1 day for the deen. And this deen is what has given us love, respect and everything. How are we going to achieve this? Kis tarah karsa? You know, it's very, very important that we learn about this. It's very important that we really looked into this and started doing something about this as well. Or else things are going to get bleaker and bleaker and things are going to get really, really frightening. So inshallah, now it's time that we started to make ourselves. Look at yourself. How much time and effort do you give to you? And alhamdulillah, you know, I personally myself, I love teaching, I love learning, you know, and that could be anything. But alhamdulillah, I love the learning about the deen. That's my priority in life now, to study and to become a scholar of deen. It's my priority. I want you to please make dua for me that I be successful in that as well. But my priority is learning the deen. Why? Because I have learned the deen, Allah gave me the dunya as well. Yeah, and you know, we come from a family of businessmen, but alhamdulillah azza wa jal, Allah ta'ala has given me so much, I can't, you know, thank him enough. We cannot thank Allah ta'ala for what he's given us. But in the deen, you know, we might have businesses, we might have properties worth millions, you know, we might have so many houses. This is my business, this is my business, all the street is mine. Sab kuch Allah de yu rea dunya, deen kitna deta Allah. How much has Allah given you your deen? Maybe we're lacking in our deen. You know, some people might be, you know, alhamdulillah, in a very comfortable position. They might not need to go to work because they've made enough. Then they made their empire, as they say. Good luck to them. Allah Ta'ala give them more. That's, and I'm saying it from the heart. Allah give you more so that you can be ease in life. You can have ease in life and you can support the Muslim ummah. And then first, then what we need to do is look at yourself. How much educated are you in the dunya? How much educated are you in the deen? Look at yourself and prepare yourself for that as well. And inshallah azawajal, once we start to look at that, inshallah azawajal, we will start to implement that on our lives as well. And again, this is the true reality today. Our children who have left the madrasa, those who are 13, 14, 15, Quran padhi rahe, they have no interest in the deen, majority of them. No interest at all. Why? There's no encouragement from the family. There's no encouragement from the parents. 13-14 saal ne Quran mukammal kar rahe, and some of them are kicked out of masjid. Majority of them, the ones I know, they're kicked out of masjid. I have very rarely, you know, alhamdulillah, as well, there are students that have passed their exams, they've been given the certificates and they leave and they go for further education. These are the children that have passed their exam, they go for further education. And some of them are kicked out of madrasa. When they're 13, they're so rude, you know, they don't know how to talk to the teachers. And why? Because it reflects, you know, some pious person once said that your behavior reflects your life at home. Your behavior, your children's behavior, it reflects the life you have at home. Why are they rude to the Qari Sahib in the madrasa? Because that's the kind of life they have at home. Why are they not learning? It's because there's nothing like that at home. If a parent, rather than saying to the child, go and put her part, class on part, a class part, oh, sariya tu a part, me car bende TV taksa. It's not going to work. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi's father, he studied the deen himself. And they were big businessmen. Asa kya businessmen na? Ek nikki ji dukaan kholi ki niyaane jana maare ji ameer koi bhi nahi. These people, they were multi-millionaires. But alhamdulillah, when he came to the deen, he was a billionaire. He might be a multi-millionaire in the dunya, but they were multi-billionaires in the deen. That's the kind of lifestyle we want. We've got a package for you today, mashallah, Azawajal. We have the fruit segment. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Today's fruit is small, but packed with power. Grapes. Whether you enjoy them as a snack, in salads, or as juice, grapes offer a wealth of nutrients and benefits that you might not be aware of. Let's dive into the vitamins and minerals that make grapes such a nutritious choice. Firstly, vitamin C. Grapes, especially the darker varieties like red and black grapes, are a good source of vitamin C. This antioxidant plays a key role in supporting the immune system, promoting skin health, and helping the body repair tissues. Also, vitamin K. Grapes are rich in vitamin K, which is essential for blood clotting and bone health. One cup of grapes can provide up to 22% of your daily recommended intake of vitamin K. Vitamin B6. This vitamin helps in brain function and the formation of neurotransmitters, which are essential for regulating mood and maintaining brain health. Also, copper. Yes, grapes contain copper, a mineral that supports energy production, collagen formation, and the maintenance of connective tissues. Now, let's talk about antioxidants. Grapes are one of the best sources of antioxidants, particularly resveratrol, which is found in the skin of grapes. Resveratrol has been linked to numerous health benefits. Heart health. Yes, it is known for its ability to help protect the heart by reducing blood pressure and cholesterol levels. It also helps prevent the oxidation of LDL cholesterol, which can lead to plaque buildup in the arteries. Anti-aging properties. Yes, this has been studied for its potential to slow down the aging process by protecting cells from damage and inflammation. Some studies even suggest that it may help prevent diseases associated with aging, like Alzheimer's. Also, cancer prevention. Certain studies have shown that resveratrol may have anti-cancer properties, particularly in preventing the growth of cancer cells. Grapes are also rich in other phytonutrients, including flavonoids and quercetin, which have anti-inflammatory and immune-boosting effects. These compounds contribute to reducing the risk of chronic diseases, such as heart health, diabetes, and even certain types of cancer. Another key benefit of grapes is the hydration factor. Grapes are made up of about 80% water, making them an excellent fruit for staying hydrated, especially during hot weather. Eating water-rich fruits like grapes can help maintain fluid balance, keeping your skin glowing and your body energized. You can enjoy grapes in many ways, and here are some tips to get the most out of them. Freeze grapes for a refreshing and healthy snack, especially during summer. They're perfect for cooling down while still enjoying all the benefits of fresh fruit. Add grapes to your salads for a pop of sweetness and a crunchy texture. Try incorporating them into smoothies or even homemade juices for a nutrient-rich beverage. Pair grapes with cheese for a classic and nutritious snack that offers a balance of flavors and health benefits. Here's something you might not know. Grape seeds are also highly nutritious. Grape seed extract is often used in supplements for its antioxidant properties, which can promote heart health and improve circulation. And let's not forget about raisins. Dried grapes. Raisins provide a concentrated dose of nutrients, especially fiber and iron. They are an excellent snack for those who need a quick energy boost, making them perfect for athletes or anyone with an active lifestyle. So whether you are snacking on them fresh, enjoying them dried, or sipping on grape juice, grapes are a versatile and nutrient-packed addition to your diet. Don't underestimate these tiny fruits. They pack a serious punch when it comes to health benefits. So eat more grapes.
By the grace of Allah. By the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azawajal. Why we have the fruit segment is we try to encourage people to try different foods and to eat fruit as well. Because a lot of the times, especially our youngsters, they don't eat fruit. And because of that, there's no proteins and vitamins in there as well. We were talking about, discussing about Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala's beautiful seerah today. He did bayt at the age of 27 years on the hands of Sayyidina Shaykh Abu Ali Fadl bin Muhammad Farmadi Tusi rahmatullahi ta'ala. He was the Shaykh of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala. So that just proves to you that to have a Shaykh Kamil, a Peer Kamil, is a very important need. And subhanallah azza wa jal, the reason why we have Shaykhs is that because they will guide us in the dunya regarding our deen. They will give us a better teaching about our deen. And inshallah azza wa jal, on the day of judgment, people will be called out with their imams. And the verse of the Quran, Yawma nad'u kulla unasim bi imamihim. Jis din hum har jamaat ko uske imam ke saath bulayenge. Yani Allah Ta'ala, he says that on that day when we will call groups with their leaders, with their imams. And Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that malum hua duniya mein kisi salih ko apna imam bana lena chahiye. In shariat we do taqleed. That is why alhamdulillah we have done taqleed with Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi. That's why we are called Hanafi. Those who have done taqleed with Imam Shafi'i, Imam Hanbal, Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi. This is taqleed according to shariat. And then in tariqat we have done bayt with alhamdulillah azza wa jal, with the peer kamil. And my peer kamil mashallah azza wa jal is amir ahle sunnat mashallah azza wa jal. And the reason for bayt and why we do bayt with these peer kamil is so that we could have a better understanding of our deen. A peer sahab is not for business. A peer sahab is not to grow your empire in this world. Janab fulane peer sahab ne baid kar sa sunya bade karobar lokan ne chali pe. A peer sahab is not cause you want to be successful in business. If you want to be successful in business, you do business studies. If you want to be successful in your deen and the hereafter, then you need to be baid with a peer kamil as well. And mashallah azza wa jal, a peer kamil is also necessary and important so that mashallah he could give us the knowledge and understanding so that inshallah azza wa jal, when we die we could also read the kalima-e paak as well. Now Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala's life in this world and the worry about the hereafter. He says that Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when he entered Makkah-e Pak, Sayyiduna Abdul Rahman Tusi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi ne arz ki, aapke paas kiske alawa aur koi kapda nahi hai. آپ امام وقت اور پیشوا قوم ہیں. یو آر دا امام آف دس ٹائم. یو آر دا لیڈر آف دا مسلمز. یا یو ہیو تھاؤزنڈز آف مریدز. امام غزالی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ سیز, جو اس دنیا میں ایک عرصے کے لیے مسافر کی طرح مقیم ہو, سم ون ہو لیوز ان دس ورلڈ لائک اے ٹریولر, ہی ڈزنٹ نیڈ آل دیز کائنڈ آف لوش کلودنگ. سبحان اللہ. اینڈ ہی سیز دیٹ آور بیلوڈ پروفیٹ صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم lived a very simple life in this world as well. And mashallah azawajal, he says, if our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived a simple life, then what is my haysiyat? You know, what is my maqam? What is, or who am I to wear lavish clothing? Subhanallah. And that's what, you know, knowledge of the deen does. It gives you that understanding of the deen. Mashallah, we've got another package for you as well. Let's watch this package, and when we come back, inshallah, we'll wind up the program. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
O Muslims, spend in the cause of Allah.
The importance of zakat can be understood from this one fact, that it has been mentioned 32 times in the glorious Quran alongside Salah. From this, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we understand and we see the significance and importance of zakat. That wealth which needs to be given in zakat, it has been described as impure wealth of that individual. We can understand that when something impure mixes with something pure, that impure thing ruins that pure thing as well. In the same way, if your impure wealth, it mixes with your pure wealth, i.e. the amount of wealth which needs to be given in zakat is not given and it stays with the rest of your wealth, there is a fear that the rest of your wealth can be destroyed as well. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, to keep our wealth pure, to protect our wealth, to protect ourselves from harm and calamities, let's make this firm intention that we will calculate the full amount of zakat that is due from us and we will donate that full amount in the correct place as well. Your Dawat-e-Islami is an open book. The works of your Dawat-e-Islami are there for everyone to see. So many scholars have been produced, so many huffaz have been produced. All of this is only possible with your help. We want to increase in this work as well. So this year, when you are donating your zakat, please donate generously to your Dawat-e-Islami as well.
Dawat-e-Islami UK Madani Channel. Sort code 309773. Account number 436345 60. IBAN GB67LOYD 309773436345 60. BIC LOYD GB21087.
Your donation can be used for any permissible religious, reformatory, welfare, well-wishing, spiritual, and good purpose.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, you were watching our Rise and Shine program. And today, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, we were discussing about the life of a great scholar of deen, a great scholar that we owe a huge gratitude to, a huge thanks we should give to Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayh, for working really, really hard in his life. That is the beauty of the deen. That is the beauty of Islam, that these scholars sacrificed their comforts of this life and alhamdulillah azza wa jal gave us this beautiful deen that we have today. Remember, keep reading the books of Imam Ghazali, Mukashifatul Qulub, Ihya'ul Ulum, Minhajul Abidin, at least these three books. And inshallah, you'll see how great this person was. May Allah Ta'ala forgive our mistakes for the sake of Imam Ghazali. Take care of yourself. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.